We begin with the weather as we continue into the second week of a long heat wave that's hitting not only the Triangle, but also a huge part of the entire U.S. Scientists say this is likely to be the new normal if we don't do enough to mitigate climate change. But what will it take to get people to support the actions we'll need to take to make a difference? Duke University climate researcher Ashley Ward says she's found residents are more likely to support aggressive action when advocates focus on the immediate benefits rather than the long-term gains.
I come out of the climate, health, and resilience space. And so when you talk to people about the health impacts of climate extremes, this is something that's easy to talk with people about, because you're not talking about climate, then you're talking about air quality for people who have asthma or other respiratory illnesses. You're talking about building infrastructure so that communities are resilient to extreme heat, so that those that have diabetes or other chronic illnesses, or those that, particularly in this area and in North Carolina, heat illness is driven by occupational heat exposure and energy poverty, a lot of it. And so men ages 15 to 45 are actually the most vulnerable here. Talking to people about productivity and how that changes productivity and economics, those things matter to people. But then helping them envision transportation systems. We have countries around the world in which speed rail, for example, light rail and speed rail, which I know was a disaster here, but helping them envision what that looks like to be able to go from, say, Chicago to New York in a couple of hours rather than taking an airplane. The idea of having resilient housing so that it doesn't cost as much money to run your air condition. Those kinds of things that are really tangible examples for people.
That's Ashley Ward of Duke University speaking there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. In Raleigh, a federal district judge has blocked a 90-year-old law that bans people from circulating false information about political candidates to hurt their election chances. It's part of a legal dispute involving State Attorney General Josh Stein. His Republican opponent in 2020 has used that law to launch a criminal investigation of one of Stein's campaign ads. Stein says he stands by the truth of the ad, but he also says the law violates the First Amendment, and Judge Catherine Eagles agreed in an injunction issued yesterday. Back locally, some good news for Owassa customers. The Owassa Board of Directors has voted to eliminate a $45 fee for customers with two consecutive unpaid bills. Get more on that on our website, chapelboro.com. Less good news for Chapel Hill transit riders, though. They've spent the last 5 months dealing with the loss of the Next Bus app, thanks to AT&T discontinuing its 3G service. When might riders be able to track their buses again? 97.9 The Hill recently spoke with Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield.
That's been a frustration for us and our customers for quite some time now. The modems, the last update that we received from NextBus is that they'll be shipped to us and we should receive them in September. So still longer than we would like, but the challenge for that, as I've shared before, like with many things, is supply chain and other issues have made it extremely difficult to get those types of things done and done quickly. So that we anticipate that being back in place by September, and we are also in the process of completely replacing the NextBus system with the new system as well too. So we're starting that effort now, and hopefully over the next 9 months that system will begin to replace and eventually fully replace NextBus. So while it was, well, I was going to say a short-term frustration, I think 9 months is more than short-term. So while it's been kind of an ongoing frustration for us, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and the new system that we're putting in place we believe is going to be even better than NextBus and provide even more information for customers, along with providing improved information to Chapel Hill Transit and our operations team.
That's Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield there. Transit riders can still see estimated schedules on the Chapel Hill Transit website at townofchapelhill.org. Law enforcement news, a big honor yesterday for Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood. He was just selected as president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. He'll be the first Orange County sheriff to serve in that role since Buck Knight back in 1971. And finally, some economic news, as a growing business currently based in Durham is about to make a move to Orange County. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more on Big Spoon Roasters.
These are finished goods here, so these are nut butters that have recently been made. These are boxes going out, looks like maybe for an Amazon distribution center order.
With the production room shut down for the day behind him, Big Spoon Roasters co-owner and president Mark Overbay walks through dozens of shipments set to go out.
We have six different bars. We have about 20 different nut butters that we make right now, different recipes. A lot of people say flavors to represent different types of products. We don't use that word, although other people describe it that way. We call our different
products, different recipes, because we use only real whole ingredients.
The shipping area, however, is not what you'd expect. Configured from initially being a flex office space, it's one of several units off Hillsborough Road in Durham that Big Spoon Roasters has taken over since setting up shop in 2013. Overbay says the company has expanded its space in the building three times to reach just more than 6,000 square feet, but that the layout is not very conducive to their work.
You know, it's like playing Pac-Man. Like, you're going around walls and through doors and around another wall until you get to where you need to go. In our new space, it'll all be laid out very linearly and cleanly. So just from an efficiency perspective and also from an ergonomic perspective for our team, just being able to, you know, kind of go in smooth lines, I think will be better for everybody.
Production lines, full-time employees, and an award-winning business is a far cry from how Overbay began his nut butter journey. As a Peace Corps volunteer in Zimbabwe near the turn of the century, he missed eating peanut butter and decided to make his own from fresh ingredients. The habit came back with him to the U.S., and soon he began to wonder if he could make the butters for a living. He and his wife, Megan Overbay, co-founded Big Spoon Roasters in 2011 and began to take their creations public.
We started selling our products at the Carrboro Farmers Market. Our very first public event before we even got into the farmers market, before we even had a logo, was a cyclocross race, bicycle race, at the Orange County Speedway.
Since 2018, however, the company has been looking for a building to call its own. The opportunity arose when a company moved out of a big warehouse off 500 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsborough, just 6 miles away from Big Spoon Roasters' current operations. The new space allowed the Overbays to start with a blank slate inside the building. There are necessary parts for a growing food business that Big Spoon Roasters will have for the first time: an expanded production space, dedicated research and development lab space, operations offices, and a dock-height loading bay. But Overbay says there will be several key improvements for the employees working the production lines as well: a locker space with private changing stalls, a dedicated sanitization area, and a wellness room for relaxation will all be upgrades. Overbay says they are even cutting space for windows near the production floor, so workers can look outside and be mindful of the environment, which he describes as a core mission to help employees and consumers.
If you feel removed from nature, if you feel removed from the planet, from the ecosystem that you're a part of, I think you kind of lose touch with everything, with wildlife, with how your food is grown, how your food is made, you know, what trees grow around you, what the weather is like.
With construction costs rising over the course of remodeling the new space, the Overbays turned to a crowdfunding campaign in June to help cover some of the costs. Dozens of supporters have raised around $19,000. And while that is short of the listed goal, Overbay says he feels like the fundraiser was already a success. He says every customer relationship and every interaction with a fan of their nut butters makes a difference.
You know, those are all incredible shots in the arm that we get, and honestly, on a daily basis. And I don't take any of that for granted. None of us do. We talk about it all the time. You know, if somebody takes time to give you positive feedback, like, that's something to really cherish. And so just by nature of us being able to grow because more people are buying our products, like, that is what keeps us motivated, and that's what tells us that our values are resonating with people.
The Big Spoon Roasters crowdfunding campaign ends on August 1st, with the anticipated move to their new facility in Hillsborough planned for mid-August. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Your time is 6:16. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by CIMG Residential Mortgage. The schedule is out for UNC men's and women's basketball in the Phil Knight Invitational Thanksgiving weekend in Portland, Oregon. The men will open up against Portland on Thanksgiving Day, November 24th at 1 p.m. The women will also be in action on Thanksgiving, 5 p.m. against Oregon. The men's tournament also includes Iowa State, Villanova, UConn, Oregon, Michigan State, and Alabama. The women's bracket includes Michigan State and Iowa State. The Phil Knight Invitational is in honor of Nike founder Phil Knight. He turns 85 next year. Elsewhere in sports, two Tar Heel women's soccer stars have been named to the Team USA roster for the Under-20 Women's World Cup. Talia Della Peruta and Ali Sentner will play for the U.S. in the World Cup next month in Costa Rica. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls are back in action tonight. They host Lehigh Valley at 6:35 in the DBAP.